This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. All cuts are Dr. Mark Lang, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. Cut one coming down in 3, 2, 1.
It now appears that the Director General of the WTO is looking for work 2009 across the broad spectrum of the WTO negotiations beyond just agriculture and the non-ag market access to include rules, labor, and environment, as well as talks on how to handle disciplinary issues and disputes. It now would appear that there will be some hiatus in terms of hard push for negotiations and a sort of a reassessment, and then I believe that Lamy is looking at calling a ministerial sometime in the second half of 2009.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
That text now has been rejected by the American Farm Bureau. The National Cotton Council has said that text does not have the capability of achieving the ambition in market access that would be correspondent to the ambition in the reductions of domestic support. So that text clearly calls for the United States to reduce its support to all of agriculture by $34 billion a year. Now that total 34 would only really be effective during periods of low prices, but it still means the safety net for U.S. agriculture has to be substantially reduced if this agreement were to go forward. Therefore, it's incumbent upon the agreement to also produce the kind of ambition and increased market access in the developing countries to offset this loss of safety net. And I believe there's a growing awareness in U.S. agriculture that the text they're working from, the Falconer July text, is not capable of delivering that kind of increase in market access.